Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
New numbers show that the average wait time when you go to an emergency room is 4+ hours. 4+ hours. Last time I went to an emergency room, I was there probably 8 to 10 hours. I did receive a CAT scan and a number of other things that were going on at that time, but I had to beg for it. And it was a very, very strange experience. And I have to tell you, the amount of people, I get it, you know, hospitals are busy, but the amount of people that were waiting in the lobby and whatnot, it was jarring. Listen, there's no time when you go to the hospital where you feel like they got you in quick enough. Let's just be real, right? Because you're in pain. You're hurting. It doesn't matter if you need stitches or if it's something very serious. Unless you're coming in on an ambulance in a gurney where they're rolling you in, you're not getting immediate attention, right? That's triage or whatever. You know, they got to assess it and get people in there. So I'm not trying to harp on people, but 4+ hours is enough to make you, when you've got a certain type of ailment, to be like, I'm not going.
Oh, yeah.
It's been at least a couple times. The last time I went to the hospital, I went to my doctor, who sent me from a virtual meeting that they required, and oh yeah, charged me a copay for two, to the urgent care. I went to the urgent care. Urgent care was like, I don't know why you're here. As soon as the doctor saw me, he's like, your doctor should have sent you to the hospital. We don't do that here. So then I left after paying the urgent care and going to the hospital and then sitting there. And that's why I demanded a CAT scan. Because the guy at urgent care was like, he's like, they just hand out CAT scans over there. He's like, make sure you get one. He's like, you need one. And I did. And they weren't looking at the right problem until I got one. So it kind of convinced me. It's like, you know, the last couple times I was like, we can just put a butterfly on that, right? Does anybody have a needle and thread? We can handle it ourselves, which is probably not the best idea. Justin, last time you went to the hospital, producer Justin, what happened?
I went to urgent care.
Okay.
I was involved in a kitchen accident. I was using my mandolin to slice down onions.
Urgent care is kind of like, you know, they're like the Valvoline of hospitals,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, they, you know, you go there for like an oil change and some stitches, but
I was going to say that was oddly specific.
Nothing major, right? Like, you know, it's like the quickie lube place, you know, compared to, you know,
it
a real
to be
mechanic.
The closest place to me. And
okay.
I cut off a quarter inch off the tip of my finger.
Okay.
You
were bleeding profusely.
I was shooting blood.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I'm no stranger to these kinds of mishaps.
Did so you run in there and be like, help me?
Well, I bandaged it up myself, a little patchwork bandage, and I get there, and I was waiting for like a half hour, and I'm holding the hand up, and I got the pressure on it
yeah.
and everything. And finally, an attendant comes out, and he takes a look, and he unwraps my bandage, and he looks at it, and he goes, I can't stitch that. There's nothing to stitch. I can't do anything for you. I could send you to the ER, but there's nothing they can do for you.
You didn't either. Bring a tip.
No. And all he did was just like reapply the same bandage that I had put on.
He's That's
like,
weird.
Elevate, ibuprofen.
Which one of those fingers okay. was it? Let me see that ugly finger.
Oh, yeah.
You got an ugly finger.
Yeah.
It looks like you got bit by something.
Yep.
Ashley, what happened last time you went to the hospital?
I developed severe abdominal pain it was actually St. Patrick's Day last year.
Okay.
It started to radiate to my back, radiate into my chest. I mean, to the point I couldn't even lay down. I couldn't get comfortable.
You were in so much pain, you just decided to lay down and die. But then
basically,
you were in too much pain. So you were like, okay, yeah. I've got to go to the hospital.
So I got up after 4 hours. I'm like, you know what? I should probably drive myself to the hospital. And this is going to upset you because they got me in right away.
Oh.
I did not have to sit
in the waiting
room.
I'm Ashley Bailey. They were like, wait a minute. Does anybody recognize Ashley when she comes in?
So, of course, they addressed the chest pain. I'm like, trust me, the chest is not the problem.
Well, if you have chest pain,
yeah,
right, then
they get you right in.
Right.
It ended up being I had multiple gallstones.
Oh, my
One
gosh.
One became lodged in the duct, so my gallbladder became enlarged and infected, so I needed to have my gallbladder removed.
Wow. I mean, and you've been so successful despite not having a gallbladder.
I don't know. I feel
I'm
like
so
that's where all my
you.
Personality was, though.
New numbers say that the average emergency room visit time is over 4+ hours at that point. That is a long time. And there are, you know, different groups of people. Ashley is here. Ashley, some people don't go to the hospital at all. That's you.
That's me.
Right? Like, you got to be in crippling, hunching over with pain. And then other people will go to their doctor or urgent care or hospital for just about anything. The last thing that landed you in the hospital, Melissa, what was it?
So I went to my best friend's wedding. and I was wearing really cute high heels, having a couple drinks. I decided to pull out my best dance move. So I was doing the jerk, I was doing two-step, I was doing the stinky leg, I was doing everything. Getting way too confident, I slipped, fell, and broke my wrist. And I had to go to the hospital.
You actually broke
it? My best friend's wedding, yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. It's a painful injury, too.
Yeah, doing the most embarrassing dance move ever, too.
Yeah, it's epic, though. I mean, that's definitely, it's going to be, it's memorable, that's for sure. Bill, what landed you in the hospital?
Oh, man, I was playing pickup basketball, and I broke my middle finger on my right hand. Sending me to the hospital, fixing up this middle finger, it felt so ridiculous. They didn't even, like, do any, like, pain meds for right. it because it was just a finger. But I had a huge cast on my hand, even though it was just, like, the tip of my middle finger.
That sucks. And it's your right hand. So, like, everything's a problem for the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, it was a rough time.
Does it still click? Because I broke a bone in one of my hands. I've probably broken a couple of them, and they click.
Yeah, and it's I forget what they call it, the hammer top or whatever, but it's like it bends the top forever. Yeah. So
hammer toe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Krista, what landed you in the hospital last time?
I actually got ditched on a dinner date, and I was sitting at my house. I was all ready, and he didn't show up. It's about 9 p.m., and so I was like, well, I have rice and beans. I opened the can of beans and sliced my thumb open, and I am so terrible around blood, and there was like a blood splattered all over my cabinets. It's in the yellow rice. I feel like I'm going to faint. I'm on the floor. I FaceTimed my sister, who's a doctor, and she was like, you have to go to the emergency room right now. This blood is just like gushing everywhere. And drove myself to the emergency room in my date night outfit, and they're like, how can we help you? And I was like, well, needless to say, you know, I cut it so deep that half my thumb is still numb. But 7 stitches later, I was like, well, we are never going to see that guy again.
How long did it take when you went to the hospital? How long did it take?
I was there about an hour and a half. So.
Yeah, they felt bad for you. When you see somebody in a cocktail dress that's profusely bleeding, like,
yeah.
I think it moves you up the line.
And I didn't realize I had to get a tetanus shot, too.
You always have to. Always have to, because you can never remember when the last one was, so of course.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was like, I have no idea. And they're like, oh, poor girl. And I'm terrible with pain, so.
Oh, my gosh, man. That's crazy.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.